We have read the scripture, we have studied this afternoon.
这个题目呢，可以是积蓄五谷到永生。
The topic is to be effective to eternity.
刚才假如大家留心读这个圣经的话呢，你发觉其实耶稣当时的想法跟门徒的想法呢，又是不同的。
If you read the scripture carefully, you will realize what Jesus was talking about and what his disciples were thinking were very different.
耶稣对那些门徒说，你们想，到收割的时候还有四个月。
Jesus said, you thought there's four more months before harvesting.
我想这个是，那个事实。
That is a fact.
因为四个月确实是差很远的。
There is still four more months took a long time to go.
所以呢，真实的情况就是那个庄稼，那个田里面的庄稼呢，真的到四个月之后才可以成熟，
crop,
才可以收割。
The crop will take another four months before it's ready to be harvested.
我想门徒没有错。
There is nothing wrong, with the disciples' thinking.
不过呢，当时耶稣却很想门徒能够看到另外一种的收割。
But Jesus wants to point out to them, this is another kind of harvesting.
这个收割呢，不是他们所想的那一种。
The harvest is not what they have in mind.
耶稣讲的收割呢，是关于人的需要。
Jesus is talking about the harvesting from what men's need.
或者说有需要的人。
People who have need.
人就是那个庄稼
，People are the crop。
人的需要就是那个时候
，When people in need is a time of harvest。
你知道吗？这个当人有需要的时候，他的心是打开的。
When people with need, their heart generally are open。
神常常都让一些需要成为一个机会。
God bring many need to people so that they become an opportunity.
假如你没有抓紧这个需要，没有抓紧一个机会，那个机会就过去了。
When they are in need and you did not hold on to the opportunity, that time will pass.
我举个例子吧。
Let me give you an example.
曾经有一个姐妹，她跟我讲一番话。
There's a sister that shared with me a message.
她说，当她出来美国 New York 的时候
When he first came to New York
他那时候有好多的需要
And she had so many needs
新移民来到街边
A new immigrant here
不习惯这边的生活
He doesn't know the lifestyle
言语不通
Cannot speak English
好多问题
So many problems
他就要找教会
He went to the church
但好像教会都好像很难找的
But he very hard to find what church to go to
你有没有觉得教会很难找啊？
Do you find out how to find the right church?
有时候你其实教会那个门都是关的。
They feel the church door is always closed.
尤其是拆了仓的。
Especially in China.
那个 gate 都关下来。
The gate is always locked.
那以前呢？
That time,
我还没有成立角色之前，我是在一个很大的教会工作。
Before Heaven Crusade, I work in a very large church.
那你要找我呢？你要经过四堵门。
Before you can see me, you have to pass four gates.
拆了仓那个1970年代啊，那个。80年代治安都不好
Because in the 70s, 80s, the place is not safe
所以他要逼到就是这个教会的大门
It's the main gate
然后上二楼又有一道门
There's another door to go into the
然后我住在八楼
I was on the 8th floor
去到八楼又有一道门
Before you get to 8th floor, there's another door
然后进到我家我的 office 又另外一道门是的
Finally, before you can see Okay, from my apartment, you can open another door.
这不容易找牧师啊。
Not easy to see me.
所以后来我就觉得这个不行，我就是开始脚伸，就每天在社区工作了。
Then I finally I start working for Harold to say that I can walk on the street.
那个那时候真的很难。
Indeed, it was very hard to see the.
那个姐妹她就自己来经过那段最艰难的日子了。
After he went through that difficult time.
后来过了段时间之后呢
？Later on.
他叫牧师找他了。
There's a pastor from the church come to visit her.
但然后呢，那个时候他还没有信主啊，还没有信主。
She was not a Christian man.
然后他就对牧师讲了。
So she told the pastor.
他说牧师，我最需要的时候你没有出现。
She said, Where were you when I was in such desperate need?
现在我的问题都 都搞定了，
哎，
没有问题了。
你看我啊，都 OK 那。
我不需要了。
I have no more need from you。
就打发那个牧师走了。
So he sent the pastor away。
不，幸好他后来还信主了。
But
他信主了，就把这个经验来告诉我。
And then she shared her experience。
目的就是要告诉牧师要把握机会。
She told me that the pastor should hold on to the opportunity。
神没有做一个完全完美的一个人。
God did not create a perfect man。
每个人都有某个时候都有某些需要。
Every man has need at different times。
那我们。把握这个需要，把握这个机会。
Let's get hold of this opportunity。
那就是收割庄稼的时候。
Because that's the time of harvest。
但是那个庄稼、那个需要、那个情况是过去的，对。
The time of harvest will pass very soon。
所以耶稣说，这个庄稼会成熟的。
The crop is ready for harvest。
会发白的。
It will get ripe。
啊，所以就把握机会啊，要做事情。
We must hold on to the opportunity to the right。
那我们在人生里面呢，耶稣其实就提醒我们，
Jesus keep reminding us，
人世界上好多的机会，
there are so many opportunities，
有好多的需要，
there are so many needs，
我们要把握机会来传福音，
we must get hold of these opportunities to share。
所以用耶稣的话来说呢，
using Jesus' own words，
这段圣经没有读，不过是发生在这段圣经之前的。
This has happened before the verse。
那耶稣呢？做工做到连吃饭的时候都没有。
Jesus was so busy that he had no time to eat。
然后呢，就耶稣的门徒呢，就提醒耶稣要吃饭啦。
So the disciple come to remind him that the master you got to eat something。
但耶稣就对门徒说。
And Jesus told his disciple。
我已经吃过了。
I ate already。
这个门徒很不明白，明明没有吃，为什么你说吃的呢？
难
道耶稣？但是门徒跟耶稣的想法常常是不同的。
You know what Jesus was talking about, what Jesus and the disciples thinking are very different.
门徒注意的就是他看见的那些庄稼。
The only disciple only see what is visible.
耶稣看到的是那些人的需要。
Jesus see the inner need that people have.
门徒看见的是你吃可以吃进口的食物。
The disciple see the visible food.
但耶稣告诉他，我已经有食物了。
I have already my food。
那是什么？大家都应该知道啦。那就是遵循他的旨意。
My food is to do the work, the will of God。
做成他的工。
To do His work。
那就是耶稣的食物了。
That is Jesus' food。
耶稣的说做成了。就是依从他的旨意做成他的工呢，就是那个收割庄稼的意思。
To obey God's will, to do His work, to harvest His crop.
假如我们在这个地上，在这个世界上
，While we are living in this world，
明白上帝的旨意
，If we can see and understand God's will，
做成他的工
，If we are willing to do His work，
这个就是收割庄稼。
We are doing the harvest。
那神的旨意是什么呢
？What is God's will？
这是人的需要了。你把一杯凉水
，If you get a cup of water，
给一个弟兄中最少的
，Get to the least of your，
那就是神的旨意了。
You are doing His will。
当你给的时候
，When you give it，
你就是做成他的工了。
You are doing His will。
好了，今天这个圣经呢，最重要的地方在哪里呢
？What is the most important thing in this scripture？
就是当我们去这样收割庄稼。就是顺着上帝的旨意做成他的工之后，有三个意外的收获。
When you do God's will, when you harvest His crop, there's three unexpected harvests.
这个就是我今天最主要讲的。
This is what I want to share with you.
这个是门徒没有想过的。
This is something beyond what I'm
saying. 是耶稣告诉他的。
That's why Jesus is telling them.
可能你们也没有想过。
Maybe you have not think about it also.
可能你没有想过收割庄稼原来有这些意外的收获。
You probably don't know there are three unexpected harvests。
我希望大家能够明白。
I want you to understand。
好，让呢我们都欢喜快乐的去收割庄稼。
So that together we can rejoice how we have when we harvest。
那第一个地方呢？
What is the first？
我想大家注意的就是两段经文的最后那一句。
In the last phrase。
那叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
So the reaper and the sower can rejoice together.
这个是讲句是这样说的，收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
The reaper are getting their wage to save the reap for eternal life, so that the harvest, the reaper and the sower can rejoice together.
其实这节圣经呢，提到有三个意外的收获。
From there, we can see three unexpected harvests.
也许我先把这三个地方先点出来，然后我们才思想。
Let me summarize the three harvests first.
第一个就是我刚才讲的快乐。
First is rejoice.
第二个呢，就是积蓄五谷到永生的积蓄 saving.
Saving or to be effective to eternal life.
然后呢？第三个就是永生 eternal life,
eternal life.
三个地方。
These three points.
这是门徒呢在当时呢没有想过的。
This is something that disciples did not.
当我们按照神的旨意做成他的工，有这三个收获。
When we do God's will, when we do His work, yeah, these three harvests.
好，一同快乐。
To be rejoiced together.
我不晓得大家，我假如啊。我叫大家来形容
If I ask you to describe
形容一下什么叫快乐
Ask you to describe what is
快乐是怎么样的
What is being glad
你会怎么形容呢
How will you describe it
这可能比较难翻译的、不过呢你可以看到有一种人他形容快乐是这样形容的
Some people might describe it this way
他说当一个人春风满面的时候他就是快乐的
When everything is going your way You are happy
这满面都是快乐 面部就表现出来了
When everything is going the way you want it
或者说呢有人说为非是舞啊是舞舞跳舞的舞啊，为非是舞就是从那个为眼眉眉眼眉啊是不是啊？
眉眼眉
这个我以这是从一个表现出来的，为非是舞啊，很难放电。就是当一个人形容快乐的时候，都是从他的面部来形容出来的，是不是啊？
You can see the gladness or happiness in his countenance or his face.
当然，一个人快乐的时候会这样的。
Often you can see the person's happy.
从他的面部里面表达出来。
From his facial expressions.
同样忧愁也是啦，一看就看得出来了。
Even in the sorrow, you can see on his face.
这是一种。
This is one way.
那另外一种呢？
The other way of describing.
有人形容快乐呢？
Some people describe it as
就是我很满足。
When you are satisfied.
满足里面的，比较里面一点的。
When my inner being are content.
看到我的家庭
I saw my family
孩子们都坐在我身边了
When my children are all around
就很满足了
I feel satisfied
是不是啊这小时候这样的啊
This is glad
或者说就那种感觉
Some kind of feeling
那种感觉呢是很好的感觉
Very good feeling
好到一个地步呢
It feels so good.
你希望呢那个时间就停在哪里
You wish the time
不要再过了就停在哪里
You wish the time to stop right there
有没有这个情况啊就是这个想法
You will be content to that degree
比方说你的儿子啊你的女儿啊去外面读书现在呢回来探访你了
When your children study abroad and then come back to visit you
好久没有回来了
Haven't seen him for a long time
你跟他在一起的时候
When you are with him again,
这段时间太好了
You are so content
就希望那段时间就停在那
You wish the time would stop
我是个是引用一位弟兄的话他是这样
brother's experience.
他不是说妈妈的话是那个孩子的话他是那位弟兄
This is a father
当他跟妈妈在一起的时候
When he was with his mother
他真的这样形容他这两母子在一起的时候
When I can be with my mother,
他希望时间就停在那里
you wish the time stop,
就永远了能够跟妈妈在一起这个 这真是好孩子啊今天的孩子都要飞走了
Most kids want to run away,
都是要越远读书越好的
The further away the better
其实今天有个孩子愿意留在你身边，而这么的跟你亲密了，这是真的好幸福的事情。
Indeed, the first thing you are choose one to stay close to you.
这是形容了一种啊内心的一种快乐。
That describes an inner contentment.
那耶稣在这里讲到第三种的快乐。
But here Jesus is talking another kind of rejoicing.
第三种快乐是怎么快乐呢
？What kind of rejoicing?
一种收割的快乐。
Is a rejoicing of
having. 你帮过别人的快乐。
The rejoice of helping others.
而且能够留下来，留到永远的快乐。
The harvest that was affected to eternity.
不晓得大家有没有想过啊，有这种快乐。
Can you even think of that kind of?
那个意思就是有些事情
，there are certain things.
你想起来你就快乐了。
When you think about it, it makes you happy.
我常常都记得有一个宣教士。他告诉我
I remember a
missionary 我看本书啊，一个宣教士说的
I read from my reading
他说了这个他说他年老了现在
When he was elderly
他就坐在家里
He was at home
坐在那个椅子上
Sitting in his chair
你知道了年老啊什么都不能够做了
When you are old there is not much you can do
是不是啊他只能够做一件事
There's one thing you can do
做什么事呢
What can you do?
想当年，是不是啊？
Reflect what had happened.
坐在那个摇摇椅上，想想当年的事情。
He was sitting on the rocking chair, reflecting on the past.
哎呀，原来啊，年老啊，能够想当年好的事情啊，是很重要的。
If you have many good things to reflect on an old age, it's a very good.
假如当我们年老的时候，想的都是很苦的事情了，那就糟糕了。
When you are old, you can only reflect on the sorrow past. It's a very bad thing.
想的都是一些遗憾的事情啦，一些对人不好，人家对你不好啊，那就麻烦了。
If you have very many regrets, which could be very unfortunate.
那位圣教士很好，他说，当他坐在摇摇椅上想过去的时候
，While you were sitting on the rocking chair, reflecting on the past,
有好多美好的事情让他可以回忆的。
Yeah, so many.The great memory.
想起来就得到安慰了。
Every time you remember, he was comfort.
想起来就满足了。
When you remember, he was.
他说特别有一段时间
，especially the time.
是他没想起来的时候，停留在他的思想里面最久的，就有几年的那个时候。
There are several years that stay in his memory.
就是他跟一群的 missionary， 一群宣教士。做医疗工作的宣教士去印度的地方。
When he was abroad in India with the group of medical missionaries.
在那里呢，去帮助一些病人。
There they help a lot of sick people.
在那个地方呢，那个医疗的设备啊，都是很简单的。
Where there really not many medical facilities.
他做手术的时候呢，要有一个人拿着那个灯啊，来叫做他来做手术的。
They need somebody who to hold a light to perform operations.
那个环境呢也很热啊，好不舒服。
And the place was very hot, very uncomfortable.
但是他说最快乐就是那段时间。
But that was the best time I've seen.
再想起来，停留在他脑中最久的就是那段时间。
These are the most meaningful time to him.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他说有一班同心的宣教士。
Because they are group of the devoted.
一同的同心合意。合力来救一个人的腿啊，不需要锯掉啊！他们一起祷告，一起努力。
When they work together, work hard, pray hard to save one person's leg.
然后呢，那个腿就不用锯掉了。他们都好快乐。
They were so glad that they had not to be amputated.
他会帮助人来做眼睛的手术。
They do operation on the eyes.
好辛苦啊
！Very hard work.
但是当他们一同来做工。救回一个人的眼睛能够看得见，他是说最快乐。
But after the finished operation, he recovered his sight was such a glad thing.
其实这种快乐啦
this kind of gladness.
我现在都感受得到。
Now I experience so many.
虽然我还没有坐在那个椅上想当年了。
Even though I'm not sitting on the rocking chair.
但是呢，就有好多东西，好多记忆呢，好快乐。
Yeah, so many the glad memory that come back to me.
我最快乐的一件事情。
the most grateful thing to me.
就是我在2004年的时候
in year 2004,
我做了一个决定
when I decided,
我们愿意承担在中国一些孤儿一些特困儿童的需要
when we take on the responsibility of taking care of the orphanage,
改变好多人的生命啊
we change so many lives.
有时候他生有两个 case 啦最少了有两个是身体上了有些问题我们帮过他
There were two persons with handicap that we helped
有一个女孩子啊她的腰啊是弯的
There's a girl with a crooked back
那个 X-ray 照出来也是弯的
His back was not crooked
所以我们帮她去医院给她医疗费用
We paid for the medical expense
就把她医好
Help to heal.
哎呀，没想到这个本来弯腰的那个小女孩
，Every time when I think of that crooked back the girl，
假如不做手术啊，她会压住她的心啊，这个心肺啊，她会有问题的。
Without operation, would affect the internal organs.
现在医好
，Now she's well.
想起都是快乐，是不是
？When I remember, I was
她的生命被改变
，Her life was improved.
最近呢，也有一个男孩子，他的眼睛也有问题。
They recently said the boy
was about to
die. He needs an operation.
帮他
，We help.
虽然不是我一个人帮
，Not myself.
是我们跟香港一个基金会合作来帮的。
We have a funding group.
所以我们可以一同快乐。
So together we will.
是不是？这个是好多这种事情。
Yeah, so many things like that.
是我希望我们弟兄姐妹的都再想想这个问题。
I hope you reflect on this.
在我们短暂的人生里面
，In this short lifespan that we have，
按照上帝的旨意
，To do His will，
在人有需要的时候
，While people who have need，
需要你帮助的时候
，While they need your help，
给他伸手去帮助
，When you extend a helping hand，
这是一种你回想起来就觉得快乐的一些事情。
These are things that will bring you great rejoicing when you reflect on them。
有没有？觉得这是很重要啊
Do you think these are important?
年老的时候了什么都没有办法做了
When you are old, there's nothing else you can do
但是你却能够收割你年轻的时候能够做工的时候一些的结果
You can enjoy the harvesting of your youth
这种快乐不是表面的在脸上表面出来的
These are not merely superficial rejoicing
这个很快就过去的
Because those pass away quickly
这种快乐不单单种满足而已
That is more than just an immediate contentment
因为会过去的
Because they also pass
但是有一种快乐
But this kind of rejoicing
让你回味无穷的
last for a long time
想起来就快乐的
Every time you remember you are glad
这是真的要做一件事情
This is something that
遵循神的旨意
To do his will
做成他的工
To do his work
这个很重要是第一种意外的收获
This is one of the first unexpected harvest
那第二个地方呢我想大家注意那个知虚五谷道永生那个知虚
To save the crop to eternity，
你知道吗？这个能够知虚啊，是一种恩典啊。
To be able to save to be effective，
你在世界上
，We work in the world，
你能够知虚
，How long will the world thing of world last？
能够 saving， 有 saving，
you have saving，
这个是一种恩典啊。
These are Great.
你知道今天好多年轻人啊
，You know so many young people today，
他谈不上 saving 的
，They could never save，
因为那个 credit card 啊，那个债务啊，那个 interest 好高啊
，The interest payment on the credit card was so high，
他赚的钱都是给了 credit card 的 company 啊
，They pay
everything 是不是啊？坐在后面的年轻人大概不晓得是不是这样。我知道好多年轻人呢都是还债。
The old people are heavily in debt.
这个 credit card 太容易用了，太容易了。
It's so easy to swipe credit card.
那个 interest 好高啊。
The interest is so high.
所以呢，这是还那个债务谈不上 saving。
They are just paying back the debt.
有些人呢，他要还不是钱。他要还感情
Somebody owe emotional debt
是吧欠了别人的感情
Owe emotional debt
好多亏欠
You feel so sorry
这个是去还债啊
You have to pay back
有些是做错了事情
Sometimes you did something wrong.
他每天都是为了他所做的事情呢来补偿的。
Every day he was repenting over the thing that he did wrong.
坐牢的人就是这样了。
Those are people who are maybe in jail.
好多人从中国来，从别的地方来，不明白这里的法律。
People come to the United States not understanding the law here.
在吵架的时候
，when they get into argument，
在打架的时候
，they get into a fight，
就拿个刀出来
，pull out a knife，
练一下
，they show it，
以为是吓了他别人一下
，try to intimidate the other guy。
在美国这是好严重的事情啊
，but they know how serious that。
在中国不知道啊。所以你拿那个刀出来要坐监牢的。
The moment you show your knife, you are in jail.
今天在监牢里面有好多人要付这种代价。
Many people are paying for that mistake.
啊，你明白我刚才讲呢的话呢？你今天能够有 saving,
if you are able to save,
你能够所做的事情能够有一种累积下去的结果。
If you can accumulate the stuff that you did.
那个是一种恩典
That is a great blessing.
在这个耶稣就提到这种的恩典了
Jesus is talking about that kind of blessing.
那我不晓得你今天是一种怎么的光景
I don't know your situation today.
你按着神的旨意
Are you doing God's work?
做成他的工
Are you doing His work?
你会发觉
You will go to discover.
你的人生
Your life
是个有秩序的人生
You will be alive that can accumulate.
我不晓得你们怎么样。
I don't know about you.
我呢就过了好多年了，在这个世界上呢，过了好多年了。
I've lived a long life here.
我想当年呢，想得好远了。
I try to reflect back in a long time back.
那这个那么多年里面呢，都要好多日子呢是逝去的。
I've wasted many times.
很坦白说，好多日子都浪费掉了。
是不是啊？
我们每个人都会每天都浪费好多时间呐、啊。
Many of us waste so much time every day.
但是呢，感恩的地方呢
，But there are things that we can be grateful for.
就是我还有些东西可以留下来。
But there are things that we did accumulate.
讲给几样给大家听听啊。
Let me give you a couple examples.
不能够所有都讲。
Not cannot cover everything.
小生的事工是我生命中最重要的一个工厂。
The work of Harold Crusade, one of the important tasks.
我35岁就开始小生的工作。
I started the work of Harold Crusade at age 35.
现在呢，又过了35年了。
Already 35 years.
所以大家就知道我多少岁啦。35年里面呢，我就留下了好多东西。
I have accumulated so many.
有人。形容呢，我那个脚伸的施工呢是不睡觉的。
People describe what Harold Crusade as no downtime。
脚伸的童工是不睡觉的。
We don't sleep。
不是我不睡觉。
Not I don't sleep。
乃是呢，因为我们的工作呢，有些在香港
，because our work are in Hong Kong。
有些在澳洲
，some in Europe。
有些在英国
，some in Austria。
所以呢，我们睡觉的时候，香港就不睡觉。
What about we sleeping our work in Hong Kong？
英国就不睡觉了，澳洲就不睡觉了，明白了。今年是我们的脚伸的一个很特别的一年，我刚刚参加了费城的脚伸分会的10周年纪念。
I went to the 10th year anniversary in Philadelphia。
然后呢，我们英国的本来我要去的，但是我觉得太忙了，不能够去了。
它
是20周年纪念。
We have a 20-year anniversary in England.
然后呢，香港呢是15周年。
We have a 15-year anniversary in Hong Kong.
费城10周年。
Philadelphia 10 years.
香港15周年。
15-year in Hong Kong.
英国20周年。
And in England is 20-year anniversary.
加拿大
in Canada
25周年。
25-year anniversary.
南加州25周年。
25 years.
New York 总部。
headquarters
35周年
35 years
这是很特别
all these are special days
这个都是那么多年累积下来的一个成果
these are accumulated over the years
还有四个儿童村呢
we have three children's village
我们现在每天都有200多个孩子在接受我们的帮助
Every day there are over 200 children helped by Calvary.
那么多年加起来有六七百个孩子呢，经过我们的儿童村。
Over the years, there are over 600 children went through our village.
这些都是我的人生可以留下来的东西。
These are great memories that I have accumulated.
我离开了。
Now I leave.
但工作还在留下。
The work continues.
好多的生命会在其中继续的改变。
Still many lives are being transformed.
我的人生也留下了好多好朋友。
Also throughout the year, accumulate so many good friends.
那有些好朋友呢，是我帮过他们的。
Many of them helped me.
有些好朋友呢，是他来帮过我的。Although
they have turned help.
那么多年呢，小圣能够到今天，是因为好多人的帮助。
The only way that Harold Crusade can last so long is because of these friends.
你有没有觉得这个好珍贵啊？
These are also very precious.
非常珍贵啊。
Very precious.
你知道要对人帮助啊。 是很难的
to have to receive help from others.
那几十年
over the years
我们能够生存能够继续下去是好多人的帮助。
We can survive because of many people's help.
好多人连名字我都不知道。
Many whose name I don't even remember.
样子更加不知道。
I don't even remember.
他们在你后面默默的支持。
On the background, they support our.
是不是很美好啊？
Isn't that?
我帮助了好多人。
I helped so many.
好多人也帮助我。
In turn, I was helped by.
这些都是留下来的一个记忆啊。
These are memories in my mind.
还有呢，我留下了好多故事 ，story.
I also accumulated so many stories.
你知道一个人的人生里面呢，
life,
那个 story， 那个故事好重要的。
Your story are very important.
我的故事我可以向我的儿子来讲故事的。
I can tell many stories to my children.
我可以向我的孙子讲故事。
I can tell these stories to my grandchildren.
哎呀，能够你的人生没有白白走过，还有好多的故事，精彩的故事讲出来，那是恩典。
Do not waste your life to tell stories to your children.
这是知虚，无不到永生。
Hey, to save your crop to eternity.
但是有一种 saving
呢？它会过去的。 Many times saving pass away.
是不是啊？过去的。
It will pass.
会没有的。
It will disappear.
Expire.
It does expire.
Expire. 今天的上人呢，很聪明的。
Now the businessmen are very smart.
他们发明了一种东西啊，叫 point. P-O-I-N-T.
You can accumulate points.
是不是啊？ 你的 credit card 有 point.
You can accumulate points.
你去旅行买。 去飞机票，那个飞了多少里有 point.
You travel so many miles, you get a point. 这个 point.
啊，有些人好多 point.
Some people have a lot of points.
啊，可以住旅馆。
Point to stay in a hotel.
啊，可以去吃餐。
You can go to the restaurant.
这个好事情啊。
These are all good things.
因为是累积起来的。
Because these are accumulated points.
必须，但是不能够到永生。
好，那种
是不是？
真的。原来那些
point 是有 expire。 可以 expire 的
，all these points have an expiration date，
未完的，没有的。
It will come to an end.
有时候我就试过了，在 AA 那个 airline 呢，有些 point 我都没有时间去管它，没有了， expire。
So many points I have in airline， 这个 not redeemed， they expire。
我们人生里面好多的工作，好多的成果都 expire 的。
So many of our accomplishments they do expire。
我们这个人都会 expire，
even we will expire。
我不晓得为什么医院里面那个死去的人呢，他不是说是 pass away，
people like people pass away，
他们说什么 expire， 人死了就是 expire， 是不是？我们都会的
，we all want to expire。
那所以呢，能够知虚好重要
，to be able to accumulate is so important。
但是能够知识到永生、永恒才是最重要。
To accumulate to eternity is the most important.
圣经里面是这样告诉我们。
Because the Bible teaches.
这不是一个道理。
This is not a teaching.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
保罗他是这样说的。
Paul tells us.
我们在主里面的劳苦。
He said, all the work we've done in the Lord
is
not in vain.
约翰也是这样说的。
Same way, John.
约翰怎么说啊
？What did John say?
有一天我们要在主里面都会离开的，都会死的。
One day we all go pass away.
但是约翰怎么说呢
？What John say?
在启示录十四章十三节。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 14, he
他是这样说。
He say.
他说他是过去了。
He will pass away.
他做工的果效。下面怎么说啊？也随着他。
But he said the fruit of his labor.
这是不会过去的。
Because he will pass away.
虽然呢，我们不知道永生是怎么样的情况。
Even though we do not know what eternity is like.
但是我们知道。
But we do know.
我们的结果。
The work of our.
我们储蓄的东西。
The thing that we accumulate.
美好的东西。
The good thing that we accumulate.
不会过去。
It will not pass.
这是上帝为我们存留的。
This is something God will accumulate.
你知道宝贵的东西
，You know the precious things，
是我们最想留下来的东西。
It's always something we want to keep.
今天的人没有这个观念。
People don't have that idea.
所以呢，为什么没有这个观念呢
？Why do not people?
因为他们从来没有真正的得过那些美好的东西。
Because they not really receive the really good thing.
我不晓得大家有没有听过一个广告的一个用语。
I don't know if you are aware of an advertisement slogan.
那假如你从香港来了，你就听过了。
应该说，
还有跟我差不多年纪的哈。
People who are my age are probably not.
你就听过了。
You probably heard.
那个是很出名的一个 slogan.
Very well known slogan.
他说。不在乎天长地久，有没有听过？不在乎天长地久
，It's not how long it lasts，
只在乎曾经拥有。
Is whether you actually own it？
这句话好出名啊
！This is so well known。
好多人都同意的
，So many people agree to it。
但其实不真实，为什么呢
？True。
你想想看，假如。你要跟你的女朋友结婚了
，If you want to marry your girlfriend，
那个女朋友跟你说
，Your girlfriend tell you，
我是不在乎天长地久的
，I don't care how long we，
我只在乎曾经拥有，那你就麻烦了。
I just care whether I have，
明白吗？所以过两年，一年就离婚了，因为曾经拥有了吗？他不在乎天长地久吗？不会的，不应该是这样的。他假如是这样，因为这个婚姻根本是不值得来留下来。你的这个情况根本是不是他最爱的，但是没有办法才娶你而已。才嫁给你。我相信没有人会这样说的。
Nobody want that.
心里面这样想了也不会这样说了。
Even if you think that way, you probably not.
说你也不会赞同了，你不会跟他结婚了。
You probably not marry.
但是呢，这反映什么呢
？But that does reply.
是反映我们在世界上真的很难找到一些值得我们去拥有到永远的东西。
Indeed, it's very difficult to find things that was worth keeping to eternity.
但是呢，确实有好多人的感情啦、婚姻啦、都是很希望能够有留到永远。
Many people wish their marriage, their relationship will last eternally.
那个婚姻能够坚持到底。
Their marriage will last to the end.
某一个人离开的时候，都会觉得好依依不舍的。
When someone passed away, we feel so sad.
那你就是人生最快乐的一个人了。
I mean, you have been the happy person.
因为你能够得到你希望他能够留下来的东西。
Because you have experienced someone who you really miss.
这里有个好宝贵的应许。
This is a precious promise.
虽然我们不知道永生是怎么样。
Even though we don't understand what eternity.
我从来不会猜想永生。
I never guess about eternity.
因为我们的思想根本没有那种能力去想到永生。
People our mind cannot fathom eternity.
假如你跟那个妈妈肚子里面的那个胚胎说，哎呀，这个世界好美丽啊。
If you tell the little cell or in the modern something that the world is beautiful.
他会明白吗？他一点都不明白。
The cell probably.
他不会明白什么叫红狮，什么叫绿狮，什么叫王狮。
He will not understand what is red, what is green.
因为他的世界都是黑暗的世界。
Because he lives in complete darkness.
他不会明白。
He will not comprehend.
好像我们今天。
Just the same way today.
我们对永生，我们根本不能够理解。
Today we cannot comprehend it.
你知道永生是什么吗
？What is eternity?
这个永生好像圣经所形容的。
That's the one I would describe.
是我们的眼没有看见过的。
It's something our eye have not seen.
我们的耳朵没有听过、听见过的。
Our ear have never heard.
我们的心也没有想过的。
Our heart.
这是上帝为我们预备的。
These are what I can give.
所以我自己对自己说
，That's why I tell myself.
永生怎么样我不知道。
I don't know what eternity is.
但是一定是一个让我非常惊喜的一个所在。
It must be amazing. Things.
因为我眼睛没有看过
not,
耳朵没有听过
not,
心也没有想过
heart,
但是却是上帝一次又一次的应许
But this is a continuous promise by God himself.
耶稣说
Jesus tell me,
我去
I go,
原是为你们预备地方去
I go to prepare a place for you.
总之最重要有一个地方预备
Because the most important is preparing a place.
在那里我曾经做过那些美好的东西，就在那里存留下来。
All the good things I have accumulated are there.
我不晓得是什么样。
I don't know what it is.
不过圣经是这样说。
But that's what Bible says.
收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷，到永生。
The reapers get their wage.
叫撒种和收割的一同快乐。
And harvest to eternity.
我觉得这是真的非常美好的一个应许。
This is such a precious promise.
我们的人生是好短暂。
Our life is so very short.
每个人都会 expire.
We all.
每个人都会。
We all going to expire.
但这个短短的人生啊
，within that short time.
假如我们按照上帝的旨意
，if we do God's will,
做成他的工
，we accomplish His work.
很简单。
So、then,
把一杯凉水给一个需要的人的身上，给他。
A cup of water to the needy.
当然要最需要的时候给他伸手帮助他。
To extend a helping hand.
把他们带到上帝的面前。
Bring them to God.
得到上帝的祝福。
To be received by.
却是种快乐的事情。
This is such a glad thing.
今天就可以快乐了。
You can be glad today.
而且快乐到永生。
And that gladness will last to eternity.
教会。
好去
是个很美好的地方
It's a very amazing place
我们可以一同快乐
Because we can rejoice together
大家可以想象啊
You can imagine
我也可以想象啊
I can also think
当你们的新的教会建造起来的时候
When your church, new church is built
你们所有付过代价的人
Anybody who paid the price
是不是啊曾经努力过的人
Anybody who worked
一定会快乐的
They will rejoice
而且是一同快乐。
You will rejoice.
所以弟兄姐妹，假如你从来没有为教会的需要、这个建堂的需要来付个代价的话
，If you are not give or contribute to the work of the church，
那个时候就很难快乐。
You probably will not rejoice.
你的快乐都是假的快乐。
You probably.
因为你没有付个代价。
Because you are not.
明白吗？所以弟兄姐妹，其实我们教会里面所做的每一件事情。
Every work that we do in the church,
按照上帝的旨意做
，will according to God's will,
存到永生
，accumulate to eternity.
这是耶稣在当时特别告诉门徒。
This is what Jesus is teaching.
主耶稣常常都提醒我们这件事情。
Also, Jesus is constantly reminding us.
世界上的所有的事情都会过去。
Is that everything in the world will pass away?
唯有遵循神的旨意。
Only those who obey God's will
永远长存
will never pass away.
记得这个谁讲的吗？这是谁讲的吗？
No, maybe.
约翰讲的。
John the disciple.
约翰讲的。
That's what John said.
世界上的情欲都要过去。
Everything in the world will pass away.
唯有遵循神的旨意的。
Only those who obey God's will
永远长存
will last eternally.
这个是留到永生的美好。
That is to stay with eternity.
我们请低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
愿圣灵开我们心中的眼睛。
May the Holy Spirit open our inner eye.
主啊，当我们为世界上好多的事情来秩序的时候，来 save 的时候。
As we save for the earthly things.
主啊，帮助我们有属天的智慧。
Give us the heavenly wisdom.
有从你而来的那种眼光。
Give us the eyesight that comes from you.
好，让我们愿意为永恒。
That we will look to it.
为永生。来有更多的储蓄，主啊，这是你自己的吩咐，也是你自己的应许。主啊，我们求你教导我们，帮助我们能够明白，就抓住每一个机会来侍奉。随听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.